Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies bring you... Quaker Puffed Wheat Sparkies bring you Terry and the Pirates. Terry and two of his friends, Hotshot and the Chinese giant Big Stoop, have driven by car to Lonely Tongue Lake in search of the stolen mechanical eye. They're pretending to be on a fishing vacation and have told the tough owner of a ramshackle lakeside hotel that they're up from Hong Kong. This hotel has some odd things about it, including Trigger Goo and his mother. There's a savage wolf dog, for instance, and a strange odor of photographic chemicals. And in just a moment, you'll get in on a new midnight clue of this new adventure of the mechanical eye. So stand by.
Oh, we're here from Quaker with a bang bang. Rat-a-da-da-da, bang bang. Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies, the wheat that's not from guns. The family's favorite breakfast, the wheat that's not from guns. Quaker Puff Wheat Sparkies have vitamins, do tell. These eat get to extra pep, and boy, the taste is well. Here comes Quaker with a bang bang. Right out of that tip, bang bang.
Hello, gang. You ready for a riddle? Then answer me this. Oh, it's a dilly. Here it goes. Brothers and sisters, I have none. But this man's father is my father's son. Now, who is it?
Why, it's me. You're not a puppy.
Say, gang, but take it from me, your old pal Duck Browning. Yep, you take it from me, there's no beating this eating. I mean a bowl of Quaker Puffed Wheat or Rice Sparkies with milk and sugar and topped with your favorite fruit. Man, no man. These giant breakfast grains of wheat or rice hit the spot. From first to last delicious spoonful, they just melt in your mouth. And talk about flavor. Say, you get a nut-like flavor that stand out. And boy, oh boy, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Rice Sparkies are crisp and tender as nuts in November. Yep, these kingpin kernels are shot from guns, exploded to 8 times normal size. And here's something else that's important, too. They furnish restored natural grain amounts of vitamin D1, niacin, and iron. Good and good for you. That's why the breakfast grains shot from guns are today more popular than ever before. So don't be missing out. Get both kinds. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Puffed Rice Sparkies. But make no mistake, they come only in the big Quaker packages that are red and blue. They're the ones for you.
Terry and his two pals came to Tung Lake, some 200 or 300 miles inland from Hong Kong, because a plane was said to be there, a plane equipped with a stolen invention known as the mechanical eye. And now Terry, Charlie, and Big Stoop are in the Goo Hotel in a dimly lit room. They've trapped Balto, the savage wolf dog, tied him up, muffled his snarls. And now as they prepare to investigate the hotel at this midnight hour, a new sound greets their ears.
Yeah, I can hear it now. It's off that one. Someplace outside of this building.
But push boat,
huh? What's that, Stupid?
Big Stupid pig on the noggin, sure. It's but push boat. That's the sound of an outboard motor.
Right. One of those motors you attach to a rowboat.
Can't see anything from this window. The lake is right out there, too, through the trees.
It's too dark. What time is it? Oh, well after midnight.
That motor seems to be coming near, coming its way. Could be riding around Tung Lake at this time of night or morning.
Yeah. It does seem strange, doesn't it?
Maybe Trigger Goo and his gang are expecting visitors here, huh?
Could be. Hey, perhaps that's why Trigger planted Balto outside our door. To make sure we didn't get too curious.
Well, we got old Balto tied up and under this bed. We can't go looking for the photographic dark room of the mechanical eye.
That's Trigger. He's calling the dog from the foot of the stairs.
Keep Balto quiet.
But push boat, stop.
Yeah, can't hear it anymore.
But the dog isn't so quiet. Keep an eye on him, Charlie.
Okay.
I'll listen at the hall door and see if... Quick, get the dog farther under the bed. Trigger's coming upstairs.
Okay. Get him under there. Don't let him make any noise.
If Trigger comes in here, we'll have to get him out again as fast as we can. If he finds out we've got Bolo tied up in here... Oh, lie down, Stooper. Relax, Charlie. Maybe we can get away with this. Golly, we've got to.
Tony, the dog keeps quiet.
Oh, no. Come here. Come here. Hey, you lads still up? Getting late. You ought to turn in.
We were just thinking about that, Mr. Goo.
Mighty funny I can't find Baldo. Thought you guys were tired. That's why I'd give you this room for you. Said you was.
Oh, we are. We are. But everything's so kind of strange and different, Mr. Goo.
Hey, you ain't seen Baldo, have you?
You warned us not to leave this room, remember?
Yeah, and that still goes. If that dog gets just 1 foot free, he'll rip you to ribbons.
I can sure believe that.
Funny. Baldo always answers if he's around or if Ma yells for him. He was up on this floor, too.
Yeah, well, I heard him just outside the door. He makes a fine watchdog.
Hey, what's that? Thought I heard Baldo whine in here. He knows my voice.
Baldo? But why? He couldn't possibly be seen.
Why, what's the matter, Stoop?
Yeah, what's wrong? Say, you're not sick, are you?
A big guy like him. He sounded almost like a dog for a minute. He better not get sick. There ain't a doctor anyways near.
What is it, Stooper?
Inside tie-up is pain.
Well, gee, a big man gets just as much pain as a little man, you know.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what we can do for you, Stoop.
Man say Stoop sound like dog.
No, of course not. Well, Mr. Goo, I'm sorry Big Stoop groans like Baldo.
Yeah. I thought for a minute the dog was in here.
Well, we'll try and get Big Stoop to sleep. We'll blow out the oil lamp and turn in. He'll feel better in the morning when the sun comes.
That's right, Mr. Goo. Good night.
Funny, don't answer.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about Baldo. You know how dogs are.
Well, maybe Ma's seen him go out or something.
Good night, Mr. Goo.
See you in the morning, Mr. Goo.
Yeah.
He's good. Stoop. Sick.
Wow. Why, you great big beggar. Look, Terry, Big Stoop isn't sick at all.
Good work, Stoop. Well, when that dog sounded off, I thought sure we were caught. That was quick thinking, fella.
Boy, it sure was. At least your stomach ache fooled Goo-Goo.
Yeah.
Boy, I was sweating bullets for a minute. Whew.
Is the dog still okay under the bed, Charlie?
Yeah. He's fine.
Good. Now, our next move is to locate the dark room. We know the strange odor we've been smelling is a photographic chemical. That may give us a clue to the mechanical eye.
Right. There's a special camera in the eye. And
so there has to be a dark room for developing film.
Yeah, but what about that motorboat we heard a little while back?
Came this way across the lake. Must be down at the pier. The motor was cut. That's why we don't hear it now.
Then somebody was coming to this place, huh?
Coming or going, we don't know. Hey, suppose we put out the lamp, pretend to go to bed, and then take a look out of the window.
Okay, I'll blow it out. It's awful quiet out there, isn't it?
Yeah, only the frogs and crickets. There's the moon tonight, but there's so many trees, it's difficult to see them.
You can see the silver of the light through the trees.
Well, we can't investigate anything, Hotshot. Not until Trigger Goo goes to bed.
He doesn't stay up all night looking for Baldo.
Hey, wait a minute. Look out there. Down at that moonlit spot. Where you can see the shore of the lake.
Yeah?
Yeah. Look there, Charlie. It's a man. He's coming up the path.
Oh, yeah. He's got a suitcase or something heavy.
He came in the motorboat. I'll bet he was expected.
This business is getting kind of mysterious.
Well, maybe not. We know there's a plane, a seaplane somewhere around here. We think it's equipped with a mechanical eye. The device takes pictures of gold deposits under the ground. We smell photographic acids in this place. Well, link them all together, and what have we got?
A man coming up a path from the lake with a heavy package.
Look, Hotshot, somebody has to take those pictures. They have to be developed. We're sure there's a dark room in this building.
And you think that fellow with a suitcase or whatever, you think he may be bringing film?
That's the downstairs door to the porch. He just came in.
Oh.
Hey, I've got another flash. It may be wild, but listen. Maybe the big suitcase or whatever Maybe that is the stolen invention.
What?
Yeah, maybe that's the mechanical eye, or part of it. It can be detached from the plane. Maybe it was brought here just now, taken to the dark room, opened up, the film removed,
hey,
and...
Hey, you're really cooking, pal. But who is the fellow we just saw out there?
Why couldn't it be the pilot of the seaplane?
Right.
Why couldn't he use a motorboat to come here from, well, wherever the plane's hidden near the lake? Well, all we can do now is wait until the place gets good and quiet. And then we'll check up on some of this business.
Oh, tell me that, Charlie. Tell me about...
3 a.m. This is sleeping like a log.
What about the dog? Take a look.
Waldo's okay. Hasn't made a sound.
No. Well, they go in stocking feet. You all set?
As set as I'll ever be.
Is he on the door? It squeaks a little. Nobody in the hall. Shut the door.
Any idea where the dark room could be?
Must be first floor, near kitchen, near water supply. Easy, now we're going down these stairs.
Well, we're down. So far, so good. Now which way?
The kitchen is off that way, through that door. There where my flashlight shines.
Okay.
Hey, listen, there's somebody out there.
That's all I gotta say.
It's Trigger Goo. He's still up.
Hey, we better hide. Over here, in the corner.
I can't do nothing with this stuff. The last batch was terrible. I'll try this new stuff you just delivered, but there's going to be a big kick if it don't turn out like it should. Well, if it's a good day tomorrow, you better try again. And remember, you're supposed to fly low enough to make good pictures. Come on, get on your feet. I'll walk down to the boat with you.
Well, that does it, Charlie. We're getting mighty close to the mechanical eye.
Yeah. But what do we do now?
Well, it doesn't take much to know that Trigger Goo was talking to the stranger about photographs, and the fellow must be a plane pilot. But where does this leave Terry and Charlie? Will they discover the dark room and the mechanical eye in this building? What can two young chaps do against a tough setup like this?
Stand by! Quaker puffs, we spark, ease the beat that shot from guns. Here comes Quaker with a bang, bang. Ra-da-da-da-da, bang, bang.
Ask Mother. She knows. Yes, Mother knows that quality comes first in a food. And that's one of the big reasons why Quaker Puffwheat and Rice Sparkies are more popular today than ever before. Folks appreciate quality in a food, and only the premium grains of wheat and rice are selected for Sparkies. Then these premium grains are shot from guns, actually exploded to 8 times normal size. Plump, luscious, ready-to-eat morsels, as crisp and tender as nuts in November. And so, when Mother's making out the family shopping list, remember to buy the best. Quaker Puffed Wheat and Puffed Rice Sparkies.
Terry and the Pirates is dramatized for radio by Albert Barker, who says, Terry is right. The stolen mechanical eye is linked with Trigger Goo, and the answer is here at Tone Lake. But will our friends find the dark room without being caught? That's on deck for tomorrow.
Same time, same station. Terry and the Pirates is directed by Martin Andrews and is heard overseas through the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.